there's all this stuff in the air, you'd say, sure
is. Sure is a big fog this morning.
Or it sure is.
Foggy.
All right. If it hasn't rained in, say, about 2 weeks, you say we're having a real...
dry spell.
All right.
We are now.
Suppose it goes, really?
Mm-hmm. We haven't had any rain since tomorrow's a week ago.
Is there
2 weeks. 2 weeks tomorrow.
Okay, now suppose it doesn't rain for another 2 weeks. Then what do you say?
We're still having a real dry spell.
Okay, how long would it be before you started calling it something else?
Drought.
When it really gets on up and into its weeks and on into a month or something like that, we're having a drought. We need a rain.
Then a month without rain
would be a drought.
Right. If your wind has not been blowing and then it begins, you'd say the wind is doing what? The wind is...
sure is blowing.
Oh, talking about the fact that it is beginning to
blow.
Would you ever say it's picking up, coming up?
Yeah, it looks like it's picking up.
All right. Would you say it's rising or... coming up, or any of those expressions?
Yeah, yeah. Sand's rising. No, it's increasing.
Increasing.
Mostly. All
right. Then suppose it begins to stop. You'd say the wind is...
it's beginning to decrease.
Would you ever say letting up?
Yeah, letting up.
Would that have to be a strong wind for you to say it's letting up?
Not too much, but it'd be a rain, it'd be a wind that you've noticing a whole lot.
I see.
Could be a hard, not too hard a wind, but be a wind you wouldn't want to be blowing. Because we've really had it here this spring. We've had rain, a wind here this spring. It's let up just a little bit now. All day long, just the trees blowing. I know we went to Tallulah been a little over a month ago, and we went facing that wind all the way to Tallulah. We went to New Orleans a month ago, and we faced that strong wind all the way down, just blowing the trees, just... hit one nice, hard, some downpour shower way down below, way below Hammond.
Do you all go to New Orleans very often?
Yes, we both have a sister there.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm.
Both Withered. His sister lives with her son and his daughter and my sister by herself.
Oh, I see.
We go see about my sister especially.
Well, I imagine so.
Yeah, it's the only one I got living now.
If you wake up in the morning and you step outside and it makes you kind of say, you'd say, gee, it's kind of...
cool this morning.
Right. Do you ever say snappy or airish?
Nippy. They say nippy.
We'd say nippy. It's your nippy weather.
All right. Oh, now, if you go out in the morning, it has not snowed, but there's this kind of white stuff on the ground. You said we had a what last night?
We had a big frost last night.
All right, have you ever heard of a black frost and a white frost?
I've heard of it.
I've never seen one. Unless it's smudge falling.
Would it change what you, would there be a heavy, are there heavy frosts and light frosts?
Yeah. Because we don't ever have much frost up here on the hill, around these trees. He'll go fishing. And there sure was a frost down in the bottom
like a big snow.
After you hit the pavement going on, then it big frost. But it don't. We have just light frost here. Just barely can see it.
But to distinguish them, you wouldn't call them something different. You'd say heavy frost.
Heavy frost and a light frost. Yeah.
Up north, sometimes the weather is really cold. The temperature might get down below
zero.
It was so cold here that the lake
froze over.
All right, now, would you say this one to be thin ice or thick ice? Or could it be either one?
When it was on the lake?
Mm-hmm.
Thin ice.
You say like a lake goes over.
Yeah, well, it would be like you couldn't ski on it.
It would be thin. All right. Suppose the lake just had ice around the edges. You know how sometimes you'll see a pond just forming. What would you say about that? How would you describe it?
Well, the lake was partly covered in ice, or the lake around the edges. Or look at that. Little ice freezing.
You know, a lot of times when it is that way, 10 or 12 feet from the bank out.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
And you put a boat in, you can hear it just breaking and crushing.
Yeah.
Cold.
But this, you'd just say it had ice around the edges. Mm-hmm. There wouldn't be something special, you'd say. Would you ever, when it's frozen